USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touting new executive actions that deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus. At the White House, Biden says the crisis is only deepening.
This is an economic imperative, a growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president also has a message for Congress.
While the COVID-19 package that passed in December was a first step, as I said at the time, it's just a down payment. We need more action, and we need to move fast.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery game has grown to nearly $1 billion ahead of Friday night's drawing. This will be the third largest jackpot in lottery history. The drawing is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African American to lead the Pentagon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not doing vaccine tourism.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley will see his book published after all. Washington-based Regnery Publishing confirmed that they will publish Hawley's book after Simon & Schuster canceled its publishing contract following Hawley's objection to electoral votes from two states earlier this month during a joint session of Congress. Hawley shares with Fox News what he's learned from this whole ordeal.
What these corporations want, and unfortunately what many on the left want, is control. And they don't want unity. We hear a lot of talk now about unity, but sadly I think they don't want unity. They want control. And they want you to have the same opinions, voice the same opinions, toe the party line. And if you don't, then they're willing to use every power at their disposal to shut you down. That's what they've been trying to do with many, many conservatives. And it's not just me. It's many, many conservatives. And that's why, for those of us who believe in the First Amendment, believe in the right of free speech in the Constitution, we have to take a stand. And we can't allow this to happen.
Baseball legend Hank Aaron died today at the age of 86. Henry Hank Aaron, born in Alabama in 1934.
My first year that I left Mobile, Alabama, $2.50 in my pocket, and my mother told me that was all she had to give me, and be very careful with it.
He made his major league debut with the then Milwaukee Braves, Aaron spending most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.